into two components. One is the Zrikas Adam, which is really the Machaper. And then the second thing, the second component is the Chelev and the Zrikas Adam. Dam is really three components of carbon. There's Dam and the and then you have the Chelev and the Basar. Yeah, so the Chelev and the Basar in Karbonis is very interesting. Very interesting. As I mentioned this on Yontov, I think it's important because sometimes when you see the mitzvahs, you know, from the standpoint of the mitzvah itself, it gives you at least some insight into where the halacha is going from. Otherwise, it just remains a confusing kind of thing. But the role in karbonis, the way karbonis are structured, is exactly the opposite of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Because the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the main thing is, the pasuk says, Asher chelev zvachem o yochelu yishtu yei nesichon. That's the pasuk in Azino. That means that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they believe that they're feeding their gods. You see? Asher chelev zvachem o yochelu yishtu yei nesichon. So they believe that when they're bringing the sacrifices, that they're feeding their gods. In how the halacha went exactly to the opposite, the way the halacha is structured is the opposite manner. Because really the whole kiyum carbon is in the zrika. And whatever you do later can't affect the carbon. Whatever you do later, in other words, with the nesachim, with the basar, and with the chelev, and the emurin, does not affect the kiyum carbon. Exactly, it's important to understand that. And that's why you have, as a matter of fact, you have the whole institution of pigul. And pigul is really, is the whole institution of pigul, which is mentioned twice in the Torah, once in Vayikra Zion, and once in Kedoshim. So in Vayikra, Sizbuchu Zerach Shlomo Hashem. So again, Litzon Chem Tizbuchu, for you, for your Ratzon, for your perfection. Biyom Zivchachem Yechol Mimachros, Vanoso Ad Yom Ashlishi Ba'ish Yisorev. V'im Eochol Yeochol Ba'yom Ashlishi, Pigul Lo Yeratzah. Okay? So Shlomim is Nechol for 2 yomim. So if you eat it on the third day, the pasuk says the pshutel shel mikra is if you eat it on the third day, so then it's going to be pasul. But we know that can't be that way, because once you have zrikas adam, the kapara is complete. Whatever you do later can't undo it. So that's where the carbon, that's where carbon is structured. But that's why the Teresh Bal Peh came along and said that. This pasuk is speaking where the person has das to eat it or to be malad in a sochem, the emurim chutz l'zmano chutz l'mkomo. It's two places, one chutz l'zmano, one chutz l'mkomo, which means to say that the halacha wasn't satisfied with simply separating the achilas habasar and the aktaras emurim from the kiyum zrika, but even if the person at the moment of the avoda had a wrong idea pertaining to these entities of carbon, and he had his own idea, which is chutz l'zman chutz l'mkama, the whole carbon is that's carbon of pigul. Okay, so that's same thing in Tzav. In Tzav after Shlishi, v'imei ochal yochum b'psa sevach shlom v'yom shlishi lo yeratza, lo yeratza. But the pasuk says hamakriv oso lo yechoshev lo. So hamakriv oso means b'shas akrova. But it says v'imei ochal yochel pigul yia v'nefesh ochelos m'men avanet yia. So the pasuk put it in the Torah of Tzav, put it in the framework of the desire of the person to somehow or other make use of the components of the carbon in a strange way, So that the Torah Shabbat Chassaf put it in the Dibur Torah Lashmei Adam, and what his emotions are. But Halacha, the Torah Shabbat Peh, and it's basically it's also in Torah Shabbat Chassaf also, because there's a makrava. So the Torah Shabbat Peh interpreted that the halachic structure is really in terms of his machshava, in terms of his machshava, and machshava zara with regard to the components of the carbon is postal of carbon. That's really that's the halacha. But I'm just giving you this a backdrop, so you know that that's really nitma basar is you're dealing with the components. So nitma basar v'chelav kayom ein azorik as adam. The Mishnah says, okay. Yeah, why ain't his ark as Adam? So what does Rashi say? Okay, because ordinarily we would say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, yeah, so the question is that's the Machlokes goes back before. You see, Machlokes, the Gemara's like this. It's the Gemara is on the Chayin Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says like this. Machlekes Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, correct? Yeah. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, you see, Gemara says it's on the bottom. Chayin Zayin Amar Aleph. Desanya Vasisa Lasecha Basar Adam. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, im ein dam, ein basar. Im ein basar, ein dam. So he holds, you can't do this rika if there's no, if it's not going to be mati the basar as well. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dam afapish ein basar. Shinema v'dam z'vachach v'yishofech. Mani v'kav sisol sech ha-basar v'dam, lom lach ma dam b'zrika v'basar b'zrika. So there's a simple lach that's bizarric, the emun. But anyways, so Rashi says that even according to Rabbi Eliezer that holds the what? That holds ordinarily that even though there's no basar, dam afapish ein basar, so he holds ordinarily you don't need basar because he holds that the halacha over here. I mean, what's the machlekes? Everybody holds that the zrika is a yikar carbon. But the question is, can you have zrika where it doesn't function as a matir as well? So that's machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds, doesn't matter. Because Zrika Sakram is not Ma'akev. Even though the Zrika is not going to function as a Matir with regard to the Basar, but nevertheless, the Zrika is its own right. Whereas Rishua maintains it's true, the Zrika is the Machaper and Zrika is the essence of the Kram. But you can't do the Zrika unless the Zrika is also a Matir for the Basar. So that's what this Mishnah says, that's what Rashi explains. That with regard, that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, it holds ordinarily the Zrika. You don't have to be concerned about whether it's a matir. It's true, it's a matir. You don't have to be concerned about it's a matir. But over here in Korban Pesach is different. Why? Because, what do we say? Because the Ikar Pesach l'achilas adam kasei. It means to say that over here, achila is not an extraneous entity like a normal korbanos. So the achila is a result of the korban that there's a din achila on the, rest of the car, on the emur. I mean, on the basar. So that's an ordinary carbon. But over here, that the whole purpose of the carbon Pesach is for what? It's for achila, because ishlefi achla tachos l'asa. So achila is an objective that's built into the carbon. So it's an essence of the carbon. So therefore, you can't do this rika unless it's going to result in achila. Okay? That's what the mission. In other words, nitma basar v'chel kayim, so ein zorek as adam. Okay, go ahead, go further. So what is the halacha over there? That nitma chelev v'basar kayom is so we say that is zorek as adam. Why? Because what? Yeah, because the ikur carbon is for achila, and achila, the function of achila has not been impaired, right? Uba mukdashin, ain't a kayam. Okay, Rashi. Rashi steps in. I'm of Gidla Maravim Zohar Kurtzah. So Rashi steps in and says, well, Hurtzah can mean two things. Hurtzah can mean that there's a Kiyum Mizbeach. Hurtzah is a Kiyum Mizbeach. Okay? But over here, Rashi says it means more than a Kiyum Mizbeach. What does it mean? It means there's a Kiyum of Chovas Agavra. Okay, because there's two institutions in Karbonis. There's Chavos HaGavra, like any other mitzvah, and then it's also there's an institution of Mizbeach. So over here, Rashi doesn't say Hurtzah means that it's simply a Kiyum Mizbeach, but Rashi says Hurtzah means even Chavos HaGavra. How does Rashi know that? Because Rashi is Potem Lassus Pesach Sheni. So that means that the Chavos HaGavra has been taken care of. Okay, how does Rashi know that? Maybe Hurtzah means what? It's just a Kiyum Mizbeach. It's also a Kiyum Mizbeach.
What?
So, because the answer is because the Gemara later says this is Rab Nosson. And according to Rab Nosson, Achila is lo ma'akva. So therefore, Rab Nosson maintains that Pesach, Korban Pesach, is like any other Korban in the world. You see? So therefore, any other Korban, so since he, even though, so he disagrees. In other words, he maintains that the Mishnah is not going according to the idea that the essence of the Karbon is the Achila. So therefore, if there's no Achila, there's no Zrika. He's saying no. He's saying that it's not Ma'akev. So it's true, L'chatchila is Eina Zorek, for some reason, but he holds, B'dievet, if it was Zorak, so you're Yotze. Why? Because the Korban Pesach really, in Korban Pesach, the Korban is really no different than every other Korban. See, the Machlokes is like this. The question is whether Korban Pesach is try to get down to Machlokes Tanaim. Machlokes Tanaim is like this. Machlokes Tanaim is whether Korban Pesach is different than every other Korban because it has the objective of Achila built into it. So if you say it has the objective of achila built in, so then there's no zrika if it's not going to eventuate in achila, right? But if you hold that Korban Pesach is like any other Korban, so the achila is secondary, but the Korban itself, the essence of the Korban, is like any other Kiyum Korban. So if that's the case, so then even though there's no achila because nitma basar, but nevertheless you can do the zrika on the Korban like any other Korban. Achila is later, but that's a separate mitzvah. Okay, because in Korban Pesach there's two mitzvahs: there's Akrovas HaPesach and there's Achilas HaPesach. Two separate mitzvahs. So the question is whether maybe I'll do it now. The Machlokes Tanoim, we'll come back to it later in the Gemara, but might as well do it now. The definition of Machlokes Tanoim, what the Tanoim were concerned about, the Machlokes, and what was going on in the minds of the Tanoim, the Chachamim, is like this. Korban Pesach is unique because you have two mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah of Hakrava and you have a mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. Two separate mitzvahs, okay? You chayv kares if you don't bring it. You're not chayv kares if you're not ochel. Separate mitzvah. But the question is, how does Achila, the mitzvah Achila, emerge from the Korban Pesach? That's the question. Okay, so they both agree. The problem is you can't have in halacha a jump. Like, what's the mitzvah? Is the makav the Korban Pesach. Then suddenly there's basar, and now a new mitzvah falls upon you of achilas haPesach. Okay, that's not the way halacha. Simply doesn't work that way. Yeah, halacha doesn't just abruptly a new mitzvah suddenly falls down from nowhere. The mitzvah Akrovas Pesach. Now you have Basar. Now, oops, now the new mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. Things don't work that way in the law. So therefore, the Chachomim hold that Korban Pesach is structured differently. That Korban Pesach, its objective is Achila. So therefore, in the very Korban, Achila is built in already. So if you can't do Achila, you can't do any Zrika. So that's how the mitzvah Achilas Pesach emerges very smoothly from the mitzvah Akrovas Pesach. It's like a natural flow, a natural transition. Of course, the Korban is essentially for Achila, and then what happens? And then you mark of the court. Now the cheftza shel achila is there for you, and of course the mitzvah achila. But the mitzvah achila doesn't just emerge at one point out of nowhere, because the halacha just doesn't work that way. So therefore, the chachamim hold that built into the carbon is what? Is achila. Because that's the whole purpose of the carbon. So therefore, the hakrava of carbon is essentially for achila. So that's why after the hakrava, so now you have what to eat, and now mitzvah achila is chal. But you can't have it just abruptly appearing on the scene. There's a mitzvah's carbon, now all of a sudden there's a new mitzvah. It doesn't work that way. Okay, the halacha doesn't work that way. Okay, in ordinary kabbalah, it's mishulchan gavur kazochel. It's a different method. But over here it's different. Over here it's mixas nefashas. Ish lefiyachot tachas alzeh. So that's the way the Chum learned. Rab Nosson held differently. Rab Nosson had a different view, a different way to answer the question. We'll see later in the Gemara. A different way to answer the question of how the achila emerges from the carbon. But meantime, he didn't accept the view of the Chachamim that built into the carbon is essentially achila. So therefore, he held that he could do this rika, even though it's nitmar basar, and he's mekayim, he has a kiyum havos pesach, a kiyum havos pesach. Even though it's not a malachil, but he has a kiyum havos pesach, and therefore what? And therefore he's patim pesach sheni, because he has ay achila, so he can't mekayim his achila. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi achila, right?" Chilo me'akvah. Rashi says, "Lo me'akvah kapara b'di'evet." Okay, so it's not a ma'akev. Yet it's mitzvah sachila. What was the Gemara's question? Being achila, it means because there's no question that in the carbon pesach there's a mitzvah sachila. So therefore, the Gemara's question was that the hakrava has to be a vehicle for the mitzvah of achila, because achila can't emerge from nowhere. So the hakrava has to be a vehicle of achila. But if it's nitmar basar, it's not a vehicle of achila, so you can't do hakrava. So the Gemara says, you're right, achila is definitely an important part of it. It's not makiv. Okay. So, alright, how does Rav Nosson construe this whole mitzvah and how it ties into achila? That's later. But meantime, the Gemara is saying it's not makiv. But now the Gemara is just trying to prove factually how he could maintain his position. So the first thing is achila, yachila, but not makiv. Now, next point. Go ahead.
Vaksiv
ish lefi ochlo. So the Gemara says that what? Yeah.
Right.
So the Gemara is saying, the you see that ish lefi ochlo means that the minui is l'shem achila. The minui is l'shem achila, right? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's true, but that's only l'mitzvah. Okay, so the Gemara takes another halacha. It says, b'michsas malamed she'ena pesach nishchat el l'minuyov. Right? So this halacha is that you have to be a monoy on the Pesach. Pesach requires minui. And now the Gemara says, yochol shechtos lo minuyov yekov el mitzvah. So you may think that what? That shachtos lo nuyov, he's over al ha-mitzvah. In other words, because in carbon, since carbon is an institution, so in carbon there's two things. There's a kiyum in the carbon, but not every time where there's no kiyum does it mean that the whole carbon is possible, right? So the Gemara says ish lefi achlo lo mitzvah. So you see that you have to be that Pesach requires a monui. Allah Pesach. So the Gemara says, but not only does the Pesach require a monoi, and it's a kiyum in the carbon that the Pesach should have minuyim, but it's even ma'akev, which means that if you don't have minuyim on the Pesach, so what? It's possible. So that's so the Gemara says. And then the Gemara says that mixes. So what does the pasuk say? That it's ma'akev. In other words, if it's not a monoi, so then the carbon is not kosher. And now the Gemara says the iskish ochlan l'minuyin. Yeah, which means to say that just like the halacha is that you must be a monoi, the halacha is it must be nishchat la'ochlov in the same fashion. So just like by minuyov, if it's not nishchat l'minuyov, it's possible. if it's not nishchat la'ochlov, it's a psul in the carbon itself. It's not just that the carbon has to be done in a way that is a kiyum, that there's ochlim, that there's ochlim, people that are menuyim and ochlim. But if there's no menuyim and ochlim, so the whole carbon's puzzle. So it's a ma'akev in the carbon. So now you see that what? That it's a ma'akev in the carbon if you don't have ochlim. So how could Rav say that what? That you could be zorek the dam and it's urza. Why? Because the zrika has to be done. The zrika is ikar karb. Correct? So if you're telling me it's ma'akev, that the zrika must be done la'ochlov, is a ma'akev. So now over here, what do you have? The basar is tamei. So how could you possibly do zrika la'ochlov? There's no ochlov, there's nothing to eat. So you see that the carbon inherently demands that it should be done l'shem menuyov and l'shem ochlov. But if the nitma basar, so there's nothing, there's no ochlov, because it could be menuyov, but there's no ochlov. So what's going to happen is the carbon's going to be possible. So how could Rav say that it's kasher? That's the Gemara's question. Okay. Let me before we take the tesis, just let me just distinguish between two different things, two different ideas in Kachem. Okay, one idea in Kachem is in Kachem we mentioned there are three realms of machshava, basically, because Kachem is avoda and avoda demands machshava. Machshava plays an integral role in Kachem. One halach in Kachem is that you have to have a positive idea for the zevach, l'shem shisha dvarma zevach nizbach. So there are certain positive ideas that are necessary in avoda. Okay, that's one area. If you don't have those, that's one area of that's one idea, one area of machshava. The second area of machshava that you have is a machshava psula. A machshava psula. In other words, where you do the, since avoda doesn't just tolerate and require ideas, but ideas are entities insofar as avoda is concerned. So a wrong idea is a puzzle. A wrong idea is a puzzle. Okay, a wrong idea is a puzzle. Okay. Now, the wrong idea is a puzzle. Okay. Let's just take those two categories. The wrong idea is a puzzle. Now, so what's Taisa's question? Taisa's question like this: that you see, there's an interesting halacha. Halacha is a machshava sochem bezrika, which means to say that when you come to the zrika, if you do the zrika shelo l'shem ochlov, and you have a machshava, which is shelo l'shem ochlov, so then it doesn't puzzle. It doesn't puzzle. Why doesn't it possible? Because we say that by the zrika, when you reach the zrika, the idea of ochlov plays no role, because the shechita has a double function. The shechita is an avoda in the carbon, and the shechita is also a matir b'achila. So by the shechita, the idea of ochlov plays a role. That's why the Gemara says iskish ochlov menuyin. But the menuyin is talking about the shechita. You have the money on the shechita. Okay. So there is no and also the same thing with regard to ochlov. The ochlov has to be money on the pesach. But when you get to the zrika, then ochlov, the idea of ochlov plays no role, because now you're in zrika sakarbon. And in Zrika Sakarbon, the Ochlin play no role, because the Zrika is simply the Kiyum Havo Sakarbon, and therefore we say that even if you have an idea Shalol L'Shem Ochlov, it's not going to pass the carbon, because there's no idea of Ochlin by Zrika. Ochlin, the idea of Ochlin only exists by Shechita, where Shechita is the Matir, and over there you have the idea of Ochlin. But when you come to the Zrika, so by the zrika already, you're concerned about the hakrovas, the kiyum kapara in the carbon. And the kiyum kapara has nothing to do with ochlin. So even if you do the zrika shelo l'shem ochlov, so the halach is, it's kasher. It's still kasher. So Taisa's question is, so what is the Gemara raising a question over here? That is kish ochlin menuyin. And therefore, what am I saying? That what? that how could Rav say? How could Rav say that what? That the carbon is kosher, even though the basar is tameh. But Taisa's question is and the Gemara proves because Ochlin is ma'akev. It may be true that Ochlin is ma'akev, but by the zrika, you see, there's no psul of machshevas Ochlin by zrika, right? Ain machshevas Ochlin by zrika. So there's no psul. So even if you have a negative machshava, you have a machshava l'shelo l'shem Ochlov, it doesn't effectuate anything when it comes to the zrika. So what does that show? So that shows you the zrika is purely l'shem kapara. So on the contrary, so that would be in line with Rav. So the mere fact that you're proving that it's a ma'akev in terms of the initial minui, that it must be l'shem Ochlov, but that doesn't show me that the zrika must be that when you get to the zrika that in the zrika there's a role of Ochlin. That doesn't show you, because what are you trying to prove? The Gemara is trying to prove that it's impossible to say that you could do zrika when there's no matir for Ochlov. But you see, when you get to the zrika, the whole concept of Ochlov vanishes, because in zrika you're concerned with kapara. And therefore, even if you have munch lo l'shem Ochlov, it's not going to effectuate any change, because the whole zrika is for kapara sakarbon. Correct? So how's the Gemara proving from the fact that Ochlov is a ma'akev in the Shechita, it's a ma'akev, but it's not a ma'akev in the zrika, because there's no role of Ochlov in the zrika. So how do you prove from the fact that Ochlov is a ma'akev in the Shechita that the zrika is impossible to do if you have the basar was nitma? Because you want to say the basar was nitma, but you're not proving that. In other words, all you're proving is that the shechita is impossible. You can't do shechita sa pesach if there's no ochlov. So if you're going to tell me that there's no ochlov at the time of shechita, I agree with you, because you see shechita is halacha. There must be ochlov, and if you do l'shem ochlov, it's possible. It's possible. But in the zrika is what we're talking about. And now you're trying to prove to me that the zrika is what? If there's no ochlov in the zrika, if it's not a matir, if the bus is nitma, so the zrika cannot be done l'shem ochlov, you want to show me that's possible. But you see, by zrika there is no din of l'shem ochlov, because zrika is strictly kapara, and by the time you reach kapara, the concept of ochlov doesn't exist. So ochlov climaxes in the shechita, and that's it, it's finished. And now when you do the zrika, it doesn't matter anymore. So how does this prove that in the zrika, how do you go from the shechita to the zrika? That's Taisa's question. You've only proved the shechita, but you haven't proven the zrika. Okay, so what's his answer? So Taisa says like this. Taisa's answer is, it's a methodological answer. Sometimes the Gemara proves something factually. So Taisa says the Gemara didn't prove it factually, because all the Gemara showed is that Ochlin is makiv and the shechita. But it has nothing to do with the zrika. So the Gemara... But what the Gemara is saying is that this halacha, that Ochlin is a ma'akev in the shechita, is not compatible with the halacha of Rav, which is that you could do the zrika. That you could do the zrika even though there is no Ochlin. These two are not compatible. It's not the Gemara is bringing a raya from here, because this is halacha in the shechita Ochlin. It's no reflection on the zrika. But what Taisus is saying is that the Gemara's proof sometimes is not necessarily because it proved its case from what it brought down, but what it brought down is not compatible with the halacha of Rav. What was Rav's halacha? Rav's halacha was that you could do the zrika even though there's no basar to be matir. That's not compatible with the idea that Ochlin or Ma'akvin b'shchita. That's then the two are not compatible. And Taisus, that's what Taisus says when he says, that's what Taisus means when he says Misvar. He says, Awa Kashain Lochan Lagamri after Shah's Rika Svari the Apostle, Shehi Ikra Avoda, Kiv Mishah Shchito, Ekber Akosva Filo Amachshava. What Taisus means like this, that the Zrika really is the ultimate Kiyama Korban. The Korban always finds its ultimate expression in the Zrika. That's halacha. Zrika is the essence of the korban. Now, it's true that there's no machsheves ochlin bezrika, because when you get to the Zrika, you pass. The idea of ochlin only makes sense by shechita, you see. So therefore, the shechita must be done l'shem ochlo. And you see, it's ma'akev also. And shelo l'shem ochlo is a psul. So Taisa says like this. It's true that there's no machsheves ochlin bezrika, but that's because the idea of ochlin and zrika are unrelated. But whatever was put into the shechita is ultimately going to find its fulfillment in the zrika, because the zrika is ikar karbon. So therefore, since you're saying that shechita shlola ochlov is a ma'akev, so it means that the essence of the so the essence of the karbon pesach has to be ochlov. So therefore, if at the time of Zrika, which is the essence of the Korban, there are no Ochlim, so it doesn't make sense that you can be the Makar of the Korban. You follow? Aye, the Aloch is, if you have a Machshava Shlol Hashem Ochlov by Zrika, it doesn't matter. The answer is, because by Zrika you're not engaged in what? In Machshava. Other words like this. The kviyas hakorban l'shem ochlov takes place at the moment of shechita. That's when the kviyas hakorban l'shem ochlov can only take place at the moment of shechita, because shechita is the matir in the achila. So that's why the idea of being koveya this korban l'shem ochlov only can take place in the shechita. The zrika has no shaychus anymore to l'shem ochlov. So the reason why shelo l'shem ochlov by zrika is not a psul. The idea of shloshev is not a psul is not because the ikar karbon is not for ochlov. No, the ikar karbon is for ochlov. But at the moment of zrika, you can't. The machshava shlola ochlov doesn't matter, because it's then you're not engaged in an avoda shel achila. You see, the idea, the whole, the shlola shem ochlov is in tofes b'shas zrika, because that's not the place for it. The idea, in other words, the kviyas hakorban l'shem ochlov takes place during the shechita. That's related to shechita. When you do the shechita, so now the korban is kavul l'shem ochlov. Now the zrika will simply follow through. Now you come to the essence of the korban, and the essence of the korban is going to follow through the kviyas that was established already. Where was the kviyas established? At shechita. So if at zrika you have an idea of shelo l'shem ochlov, it's not going to make any difference, because the whole concept of ochlov is kavua in the shechita, in the moment of shechita. So now when you have machsheves shelola ochlov zrika, it simply doesn't matter. So Tei says that's one thing to say that. Another one thing is to say when the kviyas of l'shem ochlov takes place. The kviyas of l'shem ochlov takes place only in the shechita. But once it's kavua l'shem ochlov, now the carbon rolls along on its original kviyas. And it's going to reach the high point of the carbon is the zrika. That's the essence of the kapara. So it's all going to follow through the kviyas that was established already. Now, if by zrika you have mind shelo l'shem ochlov, it's worthless, because that's not the moment of kviyas of ochlin. So it's a nonsensical machshava. So it doesn't passel, because it's nonsensical. It has no sheiches to the zrika. You see. But since you see that the kviyas hakorban must be l'shem ochlov, it's impossible to do zrika if it's nitma basar. That's nitma basar. It doesn't make any sense that you should be able to do the zrika, because in other words, the halacha of ein machsheves ochlin bezrika has nothing to do with whether the zrika has to be l'shem achila. There's a different reason why, because the whole kviyas hakorban l'shem ochlov takes place during the shechita, but the zrika is the essence of the korban. So once the kviyas is l'shem achilas, so now the zrika is going to follow through and be done l'shem ochlov. You can't machshev ochlin b'shas zrika is not a posel, because that's not the makom kviyas for ochlin. So it doesn't make any sense. So it's like you thought of nothing. So but if it's nitma basar, that's impossible, because since you see the Torah is makbit and the Torah demands ochlov to be kavua on the carbon, so you see the essence of the carbon is l'shem ochlov. So how could you do this zrika, which is the essence of the whole of all the avodas? How can you do it when there's no ochlov? If there's no ochum there, so it doesn't make any sense. That's what Pesach said. Because the kviyas, that's what Gemara is saying. So you see, you can't say the essence of the carbon is not l'shem achila, because the Torah is makbid that the shechita must be done only l'shem ochlov. So what does that show you? That the kviyas carbon, b'shar shechita is where you kovea the ochlim, they must be kavua on the carbon. So how can you say this rik is going to work if it's nidma basar? It just doesn't make any sense. So that's what Tesu explains. That the Gemara's question is not from Zrika itself. The Gemara's question is really from Shechita. As a factual question, you're right. You can't go from Shechita to Zrika. But the Gemara's question is not factual. The Gemara's question is that it's an incompatibility. It's impossible to maintain that the Kviyas HaKorban L'Shem Ochlov must be, it's sine qua non, you must have it. It's Ma'akev. And then you're going to tell me that the Zrika could be done where there's nothing to eat. I mean, it's not possible. Because the Kviyas of the carbon demands Ochlin. And the Zrika is the essence of the carbon, so Zrika must be on Shem Ochlin. Why is it Emach Shevis Ochlin the Zrika? That's because it's too late already. Because the time for the Kviyas is past. Time for Kviyas of Shem Ochlin is past already. Okay? Emach Shevis Pigel is a different, totally different system.
Yeah,
it's a different system. It's a system with regard to the Nesach, with regard to the Emurim. It's a separate system. That's
right.
You can't say Pigel's a whole system in itself. Pigel, you can't ask questions. The Psul of Pigel is an extraneous system.
Right.
It's an extraneous system. Over here, the Psul is not because of an extraneous system. The Psul is an intrinsically in carbon, the Psul is. It's a different kind of a Psul. Over here, Shlo L'Shem Ochlov has nothing to do with Pigel. It's an intrinsic Psul in the carbon Pesach. Pigel's a separate system. In terms of the bilum of the carbon, it doesn't make any difference. Why they can't do it, but it doesn't remove their bilum from the carbon. Okay. Gemara says you're right. There's no way to explain this. You can't answer this. If you're going to tell me it's ma'akev, that you must be the ochlin, you must have shechita l'shem ochlov, and the pesach has to be kavua l'shem minuyov and l'shem ochlov. That's a halacha, not just a mitzvah. Not just a kiyum, but it's ma'akev in the very carbon, then it's impossible to have the zrika without with the basar tummy. So the Gemara says, but that was the opinion of the Chachamim, but he elected the Reb Nosson. The Gemara is questioning, you see that the whole kol could bring one carbon pesach, and it's impossible that the whole kol, every individual in the kol, should be what? Should be a monui for a kizayis of achilo, so how can you be yotzei? So you see that Ochlin is not ma'akev, clear raya. Okay, so what does the Gemara say? The Gemara's answer of Imim Shechihani. What the Gemara means is like this. There's two ways to understand the halacha that Eina Pesach Nechal Nishcha El Ochlov. You must have Ochlov. One way is that you must have a man who's going to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sachila Pesach. Okay, so now you can't say each guy over here is qualified because there's not enough to say some. So therefore, you would say that's the Gemara's question. So therefore, you see, so he doesn't know from the whole idea that the of Ochlin by qualifying the carbon pesach, because you can't have everybody apportion the kizayis for mitzvah sachilas pesach. So it's no good. So you don't have the right people for whom the carbon should be nishchat. That's if the halacha is that you must have a gavra that's qualified by the fact that he can mekayim mitzvah sachilas. And if he can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Achilas HaPesach, he doesn't qualify for Akravas HaPesach. So it'll come out the carbon will be Neshchat Shelo L'Shem Bailov, right? No good. But if the halacha that the person must be qualified is not that he has to be qualified because he must be able to eat a kezias. The halacha is not from the standpoint of the gavra. The halacha is from the standpoint of the cheftza. That the korban can only be nikrav for one who will render the korban a nechal. So now, even though it's undetermined, but everyone can be considered a gavra that will render the korban a nechal. Which one? It doesn't matter which one. You don't need specific portions anymore. Now is that's why it says imim shechihani. So then the other ones will come in. So it means everyone is related to the carbon insofar as rendering the carbon a nechal. Insofar as that's concerned, you don't have to have a portions in advance for each individual. It's just as long as each one plays a role, and we could say that each one involved is important to render the carbon a nechal. So that's correct, because you need the whole group. The whole group is there, and each one can relate to the carbon in a way, in a manner that the cheftz is a nechal. So imim shechihani, if these pull away, so the other ones will render. But each one is involved in terms of rendering the carbon a cheftz a nechal. Which one will do it? It doesn't matter which one will do it, as long as each one is related to the carbon in the role of rendering the carbon a dovar nechal, and that is true.
Yeah.
That's what Rashi means. Since the carbon can be not be nikra for individuals who will not render it a dovar nechal. Since these could be mamshich and that could be mamshich, so each one, you can't be motzi anybody. So the carbon is related to each one, because each one has the possibility to. Each one has the possibility to render a davar nechal. So it's from the standpoint of the cheftza of the carbon, not the halacha and the qualification of the gavra. From the standpoint of the cheftza of the carbon, as far as the cheftza of carbon is concerned, everyone is significant in rendering the carbon a davar nechal. Because if these guys pull away, they'll render a davar nechal, and vice versa. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you haven't proven from this case that what? That he simply holds there's no halacha. No, from the chefts of the carbon, the role of nechal is very significant. Just who does it doesn't matter. But even if it's undetermined, it's fine. But now you want to say that it's still kosher. No, but from the standpoint of the chefts of the carbon, if it's nitma basa, then the carbon is not being nikrav at all l'shem achila. That's a psalm lechefza shall call. In other words, it just proves you don't need ochlin from the standpoint of the gavra, but you may need ochlin from the standpoint of the chefza. From the standpoint of the chefza, they're all ochlin, because they're all potential ochlin. So therefore, from the standpoint of the chefza, it doesn't matter which one. But over here, you want to say that it should be nikrav l'shem shalol l'shem achila klal, because they're saying the pesach the basas tamei. That's absolutely, the chefza cannot be nikrav without achila, without the function of achila. That's good. Yeah, we finally figured out what Rashi. The first Rashi is just a mistake in order. Where Rashi says the im mim shechihani, he's going on really. That's a mistake. That should be after the next Rashi, because that should be on the case where the first group nimnalachu borachas v'chazun nimnalachu boracheres rishonim sheishlam kizayis ochlan upturin milas pashen echron shalom kizayis ein ochlan v'chayim v'chayim rab nasim alav upturin milas pashen. Yes, the Gemara says do mashani osim v'imim shechihani chazi lohu, then you don't need up and back, because the first guys are mamshech themselves from the more than a kizayis, there will be enough for the second group, the Gemara says. So that's the imim shech. So that's, in other words, but it's the same idea. And I was thinking it over, what is the concept? The concept is like this. You see, to define it, remember we're trying to define that a little more precision. The thing is like this, that there's ochel b'toras gavra, and there's ochel b'toras chefza shel korban. Ochel b'toras gavra, what you have to say is that the guy has to be a qualified eater of a kezias. Otherwise, he doesn't count. So that's impossible with kol hakol, because you can't have a qualified eater of every person in the call. It's not possible. But if it's halacha that the cheftza should be in nechal, the kiyum achil is only the cheftza should be in nechal, then all you need on the part of the people is that they should have a chalas shem ochel. They just need a chalas shem ochel. And since each person is ro'i for achila, so he has a chalas shem ochel. So vis-a-vis the Pesach HaNechal, even if it's indeterminate, it's still good, because each one can have a Chal Hashem Ochel, since a situation can arise where each one can be an Ochel and participate in consuming the Cheftza. You see? As long as vis-a-vis the Cheftza, each one can be viewed as a consumer, in other words, as one who is involved in the Kiyum of Achilas HaCheftza, then it's a Gavra that's right. So that's the Gemara's possibility. It's an abstract idea, but it's correct. That if you view it in terms of the Cheftza, the Gemara says, you still could say it's indispensable. Because vis-a-vis the Cheftza, it means that the Gavra is responsible for the consuming of the chetzel. So therefore, each one has the responsibility. Because if one guy pulls out, so then the other guy's left. So each one has a chalashim of an ochel. Vis-a-vis the chetzel, each one has a chalashim of a gavra that's an ochel. Matter of fact, that's why the Gemara is saying at this point, you don't see a Rav Nosson that holds that the gavra ochel is dispensable. It's indispensable. So now you have Rav Nosson who holds that the achilas of Pesach is not the essence of the Pesach, and Pesach is like any other carbon. It just so happens that if you get finished with the carbon, now you have a chefza which has a chiyuv mitzvah to be a nechal. But of course, we didn't explain Rav Nosson. I mean, you can't have a sudden change in halacha. What happened of his? So that we didn't answer yet. But you see his position. Now the Gemara first asks another question. Go ahead. See this more the same kind of thing as Ram mentioned in the Tshuva, that the concerns of Chazal are not our concerns necessarily, because they had established a Mishnah. So Ram says you waste your time going into Havminim and Maskanas. He means those kind of Havminim and Maskanas are a waste time. But in Svara's the Gemara for the Svara is you can't do without him. When he asks the Ram question, he goes to the Gemara like anybody else. In other words, what are you going to do with the Pasuk? Ishlefi Ochlo Tachosu Alaseh is an open Pasuk. And you see Tachosu Alaseh means the Minui on the Seh has a Din Achilo. So how could you get away with that? Okay, so what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara answers the Be'in and Gavra the Chazi La'achila. So what does it mean Gavra the Chazi La'achila? So what we explain this Gemara. What does it mean Gavra the Chazi La'achila? Why? Stam, you have to ask. What kind of requirement is that? Gavra the Chazi La'achila. I mean, why? Why? I'd like to understand a little better. I mean, why is that way? So we explain, that's what we came into the idea. That what it means is like this, and I have to give Henoch some of the credit for this pshat. That the question was the abrupt change from shchita from carbon to achila, mitzvahs carbon, mitzvah carbon, mitzvah achila. Shas before the shkita, when you do the minui, so the minui is for achila. The minui is for the achilasness, the achilas basar, which will occur later. So therefore, ish lefi achla tachosu al aseh doesn't mean that the carbon is different in nature, but it means that the mitzvah achila will not emerge. Will not emerge somehow abruptly after the hakrevas of carbon, but there's a gavra before the carbon that's roi l'achila, and he's a money on the achila. He's a money on the achila. You see, just in other words, what we're saying is he won't disagree with the halacha of eina pesach nechal ela l'minuyo. That he won't disagree with, and that's why it has to be a gavra. That's roi l'achila, that's monui on the carbon, because the minui is going to project onto the basar afterwards. But it's not necessary. The ikar carbon is just like an ordinary carbon, and the kiyum akrava is not a, in the kiyum akrava there's no din ochel. In the kiyum akrava it's like a regular carbon akrava. There's no din ochel in the kiyum akrava. In the zrika, there's no kiyum of ochlin. There's no kiyum of ochlin in the zrika. You see, according to the chachamim, in the kiyums in the zrika, there's a kiyum. It's a different kind of a carbon. There's a kiyum of ochlin. Even though we say, like Taisva says, that you don't say ein machshev es ochlin bezrika, that's for a different reason. That's because it only reaches its full it reaches its full essence before the Shechita. You see, so but the Kiyum Zrika has to be a Kiyum of Ochel. That's the Machlok. Now you see how Machlok is Tanoyim. Machlok is Tanoyim is simply how could the Mitzvah Achil abruptly emerge after Korban? Two ways. One way is because the Korban itself in the Zrika is a Kiyum of Ochel, and therefore naturally there's Basar, and the Basar now the Mitzvah flows directly. Or, according to Rav Nosson, the carbon remains exactly the same. No need to change the carbon. But the halacha is the gavra that's money on the carbon must be a chazi la'achila, because he's a money on the achila sabasa. So according to our pshat, we have to say that Rav Nosson mainly agrees that eina pesach nechal elolim nuyof. So the Gemara says, I mean, the word is the next piece of Gemara. So the Gemara says, very good. The Gemara says, it follows naturally. Shachat ol liochlov. So shchita was liochlov, vizorgta mushlo liochlov, a peschat makash, vahos oligets berei chavasa. So that command, name Rav Nosson-y, v'lo Rabbanan. Right? So the Gemara, why? Because how is it possible since this Rika was what? Mushlo liochlov. Okay? So the Gemara says, filtem Rabbanan. Ein machshev esochlom bezrika. Okay, because it's, in other words, like this, that this is not necessarily Rav Nosson, this is the Rabbanan. Why? Either Rabbanan hold that the carbon's a different kind of carbon, there's a kiyum of la'ochlov in the Zrika, that the carbon has an intrinsic kiyum of ochlin, that's no problem. Because emach shevas ochlin is Zrika, like we said before. Because the kiyum of Ochlin culminates in the shchitas the koveya for the Ochlin, and then the Zrika automatically accomplishes the kiyum of the gavra that's an Ochel, but at the time of the Zrika there has no sheiches to the Ochlin anymore, because Ochlin are kavu only in shchita, because shchita is a matir b'achila. So that's very good. Sounds very good, right? Okay, Taisus is not happy. What is Taisus? So Taisus' first kasha is simply, you're saying it's very good, the Rabbanan part. You're saying that it's not the Rabbanan. So the Gemara's Avman is going to go, but meantime in the same Avman he's saying it's Rav Nosson. But it doesn't work out according to him either. Because it's Shachto Shlola Ochlov. And he holds that you must be Gavra Dachos L'Achila. So therefore Shlola Ochlov shouldn't be good according to him either. So why are you saying it's better according to, why is it... I mean Zarko. Zarko Shlolo, what he's saying is good, but according to Nassim, it's not good either. Because he needs a Gavra Tzchazi L'Achila. So it comes like you did this Rika Shlolo. What's the difference between Nassim and Chachamim with regard to this Rika Shlolo Ochlov? Everybody holds that the Gavra must be Chazi L'Achila. So why should it be better according to Nassim than according to Chachamim? Doesn't make any difference, because the gavra is an ein ochel. So according to Nosson is no good, because the gavra is not chazir. According to Chum is no good, because there's no din achilah. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
He says, and if you're going to tell me that for some reason, that according to Rav Nosson, you don't have to do shalol ochel, or you could even shalol ochel is good. So then what do you need shachto for? But it says shachto ochel. So apparently by the shchita, it must be l'shem a gavra that's chazir. So now you're going to tell me. So he even agrees. So now what? So now you're zeroing in on this Rika, but that is not going to be any difference, because Rav Nosson, you see, Rav Nosson with regard to Shchita, he requires the same thing, Shachto Lochlov. So why should this Rika be any different? So you must say the reason is because there's something different about this Rika. So why is it better according to Rav Nosson than according to Chacham? It's going to boil down to, by the Shchita, everybody holds you need Gavra Dachaz. You see from the Mishnah itself, because there's Shachto Lochlov. So everybody needs lochlov. Now, obviously, according to everybody, needs lochlov by shchita. So now it boils down to the zrika. So there must be something different about the zrika. So what do you want? What does that have to do with Rav Nosson and the Chachamim? Okay, that's the discussion. He's showing you don't try to think of some way, because it's only gavra chaz l'achil, that Rav Nosson is any weaker. Because see, by shchita he requires it. So forget that approach. Now you start. And now Taisa's next question, which you probably wouldn't have asked without the first one. Namely, that's going against Stamba de Shas. Going against Stamba de Shas anyways. But since you see that it doesn't work out, so Taisa says, you don't assume the Gemara is just going against Stamba de Shas. And Ein Machshev Zochem Bezrika has already been, the Gemara has already decided that, so how could the Gemara go against that in the Kasha even? Okay. Yes, the Tosfos says that you have to distinguish when it says, when the Gemara says, Shalola Ochla, this has two meanings. One meaning is a psul machshava. In other words, the psul machshava, the machshava was, for you're dealing with Shini Baila, machshava was, Shalola Shame, these guys that are Ochla, but Shame other people. That's a psul machshava. That's one meaning of Shalola Ochla. Another meaning of Shalola Ochla is that the Kiyum Korban did not have a kiyum of ochlo. It was, in other words, one is shelola ochlov, it means lishelo ochlov, and the other ones is shelo, it wasn't, it's lacking la ochlov. It's not a positive, a positive negative of lola ochlov. It's not a definite negative. It's just lacking in the positive. That's what they say. So it's two possible interpretations. So Taisha says, if you're going to stick with the... It's not a psula machshava, in other words, which would require a definite negative, but it's a psul in the lack of the kiyum of the gavra as an ochel in this region. It's an absence. It's an absence. So that way, Taisha says, if it's shalol ochlov, can mean either an absence or could mean a definite definite negative. Okay. So he says, you must say it means over here, shelo la'ochla. They didn't have a kiyum of la'ochla. Now, why is that so? Because the answer is because the ochel was not capable of achila b'shas zrika. He became a chol. So now you can't say the kiyum zrika is l'shem ochla because he's not an ochel anymore. So there he says there'd be a difference between Rav Nosson and the Chacham. That according to the Chachamim, what will we say? It will definitely not be good. Then it makes sense. Because according to the Chachamim, what is the whole kiyum of the Zrika is there's a kiyum achila in the carbon. It's a different kind of a carbon. So if the gavra can't be an ochel, b'shas Zrika, the carbon can't relate to him. So forget about it. Okay? But according... So therefore, okay, so that's according to the Chachamim. But Taish says, according to Rav Nosson, it will not be a problem. As long as he's Chazi B'Shas Shchita, he's Royal Achila. Even if he's not a Royal Achila B'Shas Zrika, Rav Nosson will not care. Why is it? Why is it according to his definition? It won't matter. You see? Why? He also has to be a monui the way we interpret it, a monui la'achilo, la'achilas abasar. But the answer is like this. The answer is there's two types of monui. There's one type of monui which is a task. A person is monui to do a task. Like at 9 o'clock, he's monui to do something at 12. So between 9 and 12, it doesn't matter what he's. He can go to sleep. It doesn't matter. He's still monui to do that activity at 12. Okay? But there's another kind of a monui, whereas there's a monui in the gavra, like a shomer. He is a monui on shmira. So it's a constant state in the gavra, you see. So that's what it's a chalashem in the gavra. The monui is a state in the gavra. So he said like this. With regard to the Chachamim, since the halacha is that the carbon is essentially a carbon la'achila and the kiyum zrika is la'ochlin, so the gavra must be a monu la'achila. It monu la'achila is halacha in the gavra. So if he can't eat, he can't be a monu la'achila and the kiyum carbon can't relate to him. The kiyum zrika can't relate to him. But according to Rav Nosson, it's just the halacha, the gavra must be chazi b'shas shchita, because he has to be money for what he's going to eat. He has to be appointed to eat the basar later. So it doesn't matter if during the interim he's not capable of eating. That doesn't take away from his appointment. Right now, in other words, the carbon is a regular kiyum carbon of zrika, like any other carbon, but he's a monoi to eat it later. So now he can't eat, so what? Doesn't take away. He doesn't have to eat right now. When he'll have to eat, he'll be able to eat. You see? That's what Taisha says. But there's one more point we have to take up, which Taisha doesn't take up. If that's the case, so why do I say in machsheves ochlin bezrika? What's the Gemara's answer now? The Gemara's very good. But the Gemara says, no, I feel it. So the Gemara's having is excellent now, according to Taisha. That according to the Chachamim, it shouldn't be good. Right? According to Rab Nassan, it should be good. But now let's take, now what's the Gemara's answer? Teishas leaves us in the lurch here. It doesn't leave us hanging yet. Now what's the Gemara's answer? What's that got to do with anything? So what? Answer. Moshe Menachem once said that the Teishas, the answer is they should go back to the other Pshat Lo Lachol. It's a sharp answer. The only thing is that it would seem to me that if that were the case, the Gemara should have said, Mai Shalola Ochlov. The Gemara should have changed the case. The Gemara doesn't change the case. The Gemara just says, Eimach Shevas Ochlom Bezrika. Unless you want to say, yeah, they give you a rule. Unless you want to say that the Gemara meant by Eimach Shevas Ochlom Bezrika, meant you should understand that it's changing the case. Could be. Oh, we want this as like this. If you want to, I mean, that's good, your Yopshah is a good possibility. But we want to work out if you don't change the case. If you say that the Gemara is really going following Taisvis case straight through, then maybe you can say even according to Chum be good. Why? Because see, the question is like this: the question is what happens b'shas shchita when you koveya the gavra as an ochel? Are you koveya him under two headings? He is a monoi, and he is also a kavua as an ochel. Or do I say no, that the shame monoi and the shame ochel merge into one shame bialin? You see, you can't, in other words, the kvias of the gavra is not that he's, not that there's two trends running along simultaneously, but the gavra has to be an ochel. But once he's an ochel, Now it becomes under one shame bialin. He has, in other words, every carbon requires a bala carbon. In that respect, the chacham don't differentiate. They're not saying that there's a gavra on the carbon that has a shem ochel and a shame monoi. If you say that way, you're right. Then you have a problem, because if it's a shame ochel, so b'shas rikav, if he doesn't have a shame ochel, it can't relate to him. This rikav can't relate to him. But if you say like this, that in that they even agree to Rav Nosson, that the carbon Pesach is no different than any other carbon, in that the gavra that it relates to is a shame bialin. But in order to establish the shame bialin, you need an ochel and a monod. If you say that way, so then even if b'shas zrika, he cannot eat, it wouldn't matter, because his kavua, his kvias is as a shame bialin. So he needs to be an ochel in order to have a shame bialin. But once he has a shame bialin on the carbon, and it's kavua b'shas shchita, then it doesn't matter if one of the properties is absent. You see, I mean, that's a rule in logic. In other words, that which you need to create the entity is one thing, but once the entity is created, it's different. If you minus out one of those factors, it doesn't necessarily mean that the entity is gone. You see? So when it says Eimach Shevas Ochlom Bezrika, it means, like we said before, that at the time of the moment of the Zrika, the Shem Ochel is irrelevant, because you pass the Shechita, because everything's Kavua in the Shechita. And since at the moment of Shechita he's become Kavua as a bialin because he qualified, if he loses one, it doesn't mean he has to have the qualifications all the time. He only has to have the qualifications in order to attain a Shem bialin. But once he has the Shem bialin, if you lose the qualification, it doesn't mean you lose the Shem bialin. Just like that. In other words, what's needed, it doesn't follow logically that what's needed in the creation of an entity is the same as what's needed after the entity is created. Two different things. In other words, in order to create the Shem bialin, he has to be an ochel. But once he acquires the Shem bialin, it doesn't mean if he loses the Shem ochel that the Shem bialin is going to dissolve. You see? It doesn't follow logically. You see? You know, the question that was asked was this seems to contradict what they said before, because they said before, Rav Marie, you lock it low, because Taisa says, how do you know it's Makav and Nizrika? So he says, no, it must be Makav and Nizrika, because since in the Shechita you need an Ochel, so you can't say that the Nizrika is a carbon, which Nizrika, a carbon, is not going to be L'shem Achila. Then over here we're saying that B'Shas Nizrika, he doesn't have to be capable of Achila. But the answer is, the difference is like this, that before he's talking about where's Nitma Basa. So Nitma Basa is not possible. Because it's true, you're telling me this whole idea that to become a shame bialim, you have to be an ochel, and then you don't have to worry about it. That's true. But if it's nitmar basar, it means that there can never be a chila. So then it's not possible to have zrika. But just because the gavra is not chosi b'shas rika, that doesn't matter. Because as long as there's a bialim b'shas rika, it's okay. That's the difference. That's a good question. The difference would be that according to the chachamim, the gavra has to be an ochel. Yeah, the difference is like this. That according to the chachamim, the gavra has to be an ochel. But the ochel becomes incorporated in a shame bialim. And that shame bialim is, it has to exist b'shas zrika. Now, even though you lost one of the characteristics, but the shame bialim the shame bialim of ochel still is there. According to Rab Nasan, b'shas zrika, there is no representation at all of ochel. He's just there's no representation in the gavra at all as an ochel. He's just a monui to do achila later. You see? But insofar as the essence of the carbon, there's no representation of a gavra ha'ochel at all, b'shas rika. Whereas according to the Chachamim, there is. But where is the representation? The representation is in the shame bialim, which came about through the shame, through the fact that he's an ochel. But according to Abnasan, there's no representation at all, b'shas rika, of the gavra as an ochel. Because the shame bialim is an ordinary shame bialim, and it's just that he's a monui for achila later. But he's an ordinary shame bialim. Whereas according to the Chachamim, the shame bialim is a unique shame bialim. It's a shame bialim that incorporates a gavra ha'ochel. So even though he's not fit for achila, that doesn't matter. But the gavra ha'ochel is incorporated in the shame bialim b'shas rika. Whereas according to Reb Nosson, there is no shame ochel at all in any form. B'shas Rika. It's just that he just has to be a monui to do a maisa achila, but it's not a chaloshem in the gavra. See, according to the Chachamim, the chaloshem ochel is still in the gavra under the corporation of a shem bialim, under the institution of a shem bialim. You see, whereas according to Reb Nosson, it's not incorporated in the gavra at all. It's just he is a monui. That's an extraneous. He's a monui to do something later. But it's not a kiyum in the gavra. Whereas according to the Chacham, it is a kiyum in the gavra. The only thing is that the kiyum in the gavra as an ochel is not going to change because it's incorporated in the shame bialim, and even though he might have been able to do it now, but the shame still is there. He has the shame of an ochel. Insofar as he has the shame bialim, which came about through the fact that he's an ochel. That's the difference. So the question is now the next piece of Gemara. So according to the Chacham, you could do away with what we said before, that the ochel becomes involved. In a shame bialim, but like I say, it's two shemos. He's a shame ochel and he's a shame monot. Two separate shemos, and therefore he has to be both. His rika can't be, he can't operate unless, can't function unless, since the carbon is a carbon's designation is achila, can't relate to a gavra that's not an ochel, right? Oh. But according to Rab Nosson, now the Gemara is saying, but even according to Rab Nosson, you could say that he must be a royal achila b'shas rika. Question is, why do you have to say he must be a royal achila b'shas rika if according to him it's all it is just a is just that he has to be a monui l'achila? Yeah, there's only one answer I can think of in terms of Rab Nosson. That why is it that according to Rab Nosson he says gavur chaz l'echol? Yeah, fine, but what's it got to do with b'shas rika? This rika is regular carbon, so why does he have to be chaz l'echol b'shas rika? He's a monui to eat later. The answer is Rab Nosson must maintain that he. That what? The only possible thing is like this: is that this brisa holds that the kvias of the gavra is not like we said before in the shchita. But the kvias is a long process. That the kvias is from the time of shchita till zrika. It reaches its culmination in the zrika. So therefore, according to this brisa, so ish lefi ochlo, the fact that you require a gavra that's chazi la'achila means that he should be kavua la'achila. And what is the koveya? The koveya is from Shechita till Zrika. The final culmination of the Kviyas is in the Zrikas HaKarbon. So that's why he holds that if anything happens during the interim, so it's going to lack in the Kviyas HaGavra on the Karbon. And the Gavra has to be a Roy Lecho. Because if he's not a Roy Lecho, so then he can't be a Monoi on the Achilas HaBasar. So if it's Nitma HaBasar, so that I don't care, because the Kiyam Karbon is a regular Kiyam Karbon. But the Gavra has to be a Monoi Lecho. And the Minoi Lecho is not fixed in the Shechita like the other, like we say, but it follows the ordinary rules of Karbonos that the Zrika is the Iker, so the Kviyas takes place, culminates in the Zrika. That's where the Shem Bailam reaches its total fulfillment. So at that moment, when it reaches its culmination, he has to be a Chazir Lachal. Otherwise, he can't have the Pesach. Otherwise, can the Pesach relate to a Gavra that's a Monui Lecho, because the Kviyas is in the Zrika. That's what they must hold. Obviously, this Brisa argues with the previous Brisa. So you must say, what's the Machlekes? The Machlekes between this Brisa and the previous one is a question of where the Kviyas takes place. Does the Kviyas take place in the Shechita? Or no, it's Mishash Shechita Ad Shas Zrika. That entire duration is the whole time span of the Kviyas. And the Kviyas reaches its highest point, its final fulfillment in this Zrika. Over here we're saying that the establishing of the shame bailam, of the shame bailam as an ocho, is throughout the entire avodas from Shechita to Zrika. That's what establishes him as a bailam that's an ocho. So he's a hukva as a gavra ocho. And no, according to this one, on the Zrika. So if you don't have it, so it's a smakev. In other words, the gavra is a bailam, has to be an ocho. He has to have the characteristic of an ocho. Doesn't mean that there must be an achila actually going on. The carbon itself is a regular carbon, but the gavra is a bailam, must be an ocho, because he must be a monoi on the achilas habasa. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the kiyam carbon ish lefiyachla tachosa does not mean over here that the kviyas is in the shechita, because tachosa means shechita. It means it begins at the shechita, but it culminates in the zrika. And anyways, it's machlokes rishonim whether shinui bailim is only in zrika or whether it's in shechita also. Tesvis and Rashi hold it's only in Zrika, and Rashi says Daftal Amud Aleph. So Rashi says, as a matter of fact, Rashi doesn't just say it's in Zrika; he said it's not possible to be anywhere else. He said like this: Shim Shachas Shloshma Kibul Valacha V'Zork Shloshma Fishelo Fishvelo Lashchita Shloshma Pasul V'Reya. Avol Shini Bailim, he says, it's Rashi's Daftal Amud Aleph Dimas Chuyeshim Lavas. Avol Shini Bailim Lo Shayech Ela B'Zrika. So Rashi holds not just halacha that it's in the Zrika, but he holds it's not possible to be written anywhere else. It's absurd. And Svara holds. And interestingly enough, the Rambam holds in Shechita you have it too. The Rambam says, "Perek Tesvav Alachal, Afechenim Shachat Olas Ruvein L'Shem Shimon, Lo Also Lo Ruvein Lo L'Shimon." All right. So what's the machlekes really? What's the machlekes? How do you define the machlekes? So the machlekes is like this. You see, why does Rashi hold it's impossible? Because Rashi holds that what's the role of the bailam in carbon? Carbon really is an institution of Migdash. So what's the role of the bailam? Rashi holds that carbon is basically all Migdash. That's what it is. It's an institution. But the bailam have a small role in the carbon. What's the role? They miskaprim the carbon. But essentially, the carbon really belongs to Middash. It really belongs to Hegdash. It's not a personal entity. You see, there's only one role that the individual has in carbon, and that is the role of kapar. So that's why Rashi says that Shinui Bailam lo shayach elo bizrin. Why? Because that's where the Bailam come in. Otherwise, it's not Bailam. Otherwise, it's all Migdash. He said, Bailam come in when it's a matter of kapar. That's the only relationship between the carbon and the Bailam. But essentially, carbon is all Migdash. Does not the role of the Bailam is does not play any has no significance whatsoever. That's Rashi Shita. So that's what Rashi holds, that Shini Bailam is only Shachan Zerika. So Shekain, what's Rashi says? He says, Elegon Shachan Mas Eleskapabal. And he says, Deshini Ba'olam lo Shayach Bekarbon Eleskapabal. But Kapar Bezrika. You see? That's Rashi Shita. The Shem Bailam only has one realization, Kapar. Otherwise, it has nothing to do with him. That's a rationalist. Apparently, the Rambam disagrees. Apparently, the Rambam holds that in Korban, there's a Kiyum Havo'ah as well. There's a Kiyum Havo'ah. The heaviest Korban al Pesach HaMoed. So there's a Kiyum of Havo'ah in the Korban. If there's a Kiyum of Havo'ah in the Korban, so then any of the Dalet Avodos would relate to Havo'ah. You see? So even Shchita Shlal Hashem Bala, it would be a Shinu. See, that's the Machlekes, the Rambam and Rashi. Question is, what's the role of the Bailam? Rashi limited it exclusively to Kapar. That's the only role. The Rambam apparently held that it was that there's a Kim Hava as well in carbon. Okay. Yeah, the Rambam has it again in the Pirush Mishnayos. He says, "Mshachat l'shem zevach u'l'shem bailam, ozu ala l'bailam, mishem chavu v'yotza yedei nidro, v'emira b'shchito ashinui kavona, mshachat shelo l'shmon, ol shelo l'shem bailam, hareyu kosher ala shun adova v'nisha olav haneder shem nada." See? That's the Rambam. Yep. The Rambam holds that Shinui Bailam is a Shinui in the Kiyum Havah. It's a Shinui in the Kiyum Havah, so then it's even Shaykh and Shchita. That's the difference. I'm just thinking out loud, and I just say Svara, which should give some thought to. In other words, the Rambam's Shita is, we said, that Shchita is also good. Shinui Bailam is in Shchita too. So we said because the Rambam holds that there's a Kiyum Havah. Now it could be. Now the Rambam also is Rika Zikar Karbon. That you can't deny. So what does it mean? So according to the Rambam, you could say that at the Zrika, the Kiyum Kapar and Karbon is through the Kiyum of Havas Karbon. But the Havas Karbon reaches its final, ultimate state in the Zrika. See, the Zrika is the culmination of the Kiyum of Havas Karbon. But the Kiyum Kapara is through Havah. The Kapara is through the Kiyum Havah, so called. But the Avodos that are, the Zrik is the main Avodos, Avodos Shein Einachara Avodah. That is the ultimate, all the Avodos work up to the Zrik. Shita, Kabbalah, the Lachas, the Zrik. So that's why the Zrik is the Kapara. But it's not the Zrik per se that's the Kapara. It's the Havos HaKarbon that's the Machaper. But the Zrika, since the Zrika is the end of the process, so the Kiyum Havah reaches its climax at the moment of Zrika. But it's not the Zrika per se, it's the Kiyum of the Havah that is the Machaper. Something to think about. Okay. The Havah is the Machaper. But the Havah is when, as the Havah will reach its ultimate state when the process reaches its ultimate state. The ultimate process is going to be the ultimate kiyum of the Havah. Do you know what I mean? Yes, I mean. That's correct. That's the case, but the Shchita would also be a component of the Havah. Yeah. Because it leads up to the Zrika.
How about the Kabbalah?
That's the case. The Havias Karbono is the havosaka lashna mikras mashmaja. The havosak korban is really the machaber. Yes, right. Zerika doesn't take on essentially a different role, but it, since it's the culmination of the avodas, so it's the culmination of the avah. The question should be put this way. The question we're dealing with yesterday. The question, according to Rabbi Nosson, that holds that there's no kiyum achil and korban, and he holds even mabosar, so he holds that you still zarek the zerika, still kiyum zerika, right? So therefore, what does he maintain? So he maintains that you don't even need the zerika as a matir. It's dispensable. You don't need the zerika as a matir in the bus, right? Okay. So the question is, why does he still have this one requirement that he maintains is indispensable, and that is that the gavra must be chazi la'achila b'shah zerika. That's the problem. Why does he maintain that? I mean, according to this brisa, it would seem incongruous, because if you're going to tell me, so you say it's halacha of monui, but monui, if you're going to tell me that there's nothing to eat, because nitma basar, so kalvachomer, I mean, if nitma basar is okay, it doesn't remove him from a monui. Kalvachomer, if he's not able to eat temporarily, shouldn't remove him from a monui. There's nothing to eat. So what kind of a meal is? So why do you need a gavra the chazi l'achila? Yes, sir, you're right. Right. I mean, Eli's asking the same question, so it doesn't make any sense to be a monoi. The whole concept of the monoi doesn't make any sense upon this brisa. Can't answer the question. We were wrong yesterday. Can't answer the question, because what is he a monoi on? There's nothing to be monoi on. There's nothing here to be monoi for. So it's simply a requirement that the gavra must be a chazi l'achila. So you see that he holds that this brisa holds according to Rabbi Nosson, the whole halacha of chazi l'achila is only a halacha. Is a pure halacha in being a bala korban, that the bala korban by Pesach is different than an ordinary bala korban, and in order to be a bala korban, he must be a chazi l'achila. He must be a chazi l'achila. I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. You know, in other words, and that's why even during the zrika, he must be a chazi l'achila. Why? Because this brisa holds the halacha of chazi l'achila again is halacha in the bala korban, and he can't be a bala korban unless he's a chazi l'achila. I'll tell you why. Because by Pesach it's a different bala korban than it is ordinarily. Ordinarily, a bala korban is the one that owns the korban, the one that has the mumminess in the korban. That makes you a bala korban. It's your korban. You see? But over here on Pesach, it's not a halacha in ownership, it's halacha in being a monui. A moni l'achila. So therefore, since moni l'achila is really what renders him a bala korban, it's a different kind of a bala korban. So the reason why by the zrika it's indispensable that he be chazi l'achila is not because of the minui process, like we said according to the other brisa, because that'll still be a moni, even though he can't eat right temporarily. It's not going to knock him out. It's not going to not be a moni. But the reason is, he will not be a bala korban. That's the reason. Because in order to be a bala korban over here, it's not totally in anything other than the minui. And the minui is a minui l'achila. So the minui l'achila is what relates him to the korban. So if he's not related to the korban, there's no bala, he's not a bala korban. That's what he must have. Okay. Yeah, and it doesn't matter that my bossa. Because nitma basar is just a question of achila, of the process of achila, the mice achila. That we say doesn't matter. If right now temporarily he's incapacitated, it's not going to remove him from the minui. So that's why you see this Bryce is operating with a different concept. It's not a question of the minui. It's a question he cannot be a bala korban, because the nature of a bala korban over here is, that's what it means. Ishlefi ochlo tochosu means that in this case, the nature of being appointed, being a bala korban, goes through appointment l'achila. That makes you a bala korban. So if that's the case, if he's not a chazi b'shanas rika, you can't be a bala. The halacha is by korban pesach. Once there's dechia, because it's a hutra, but it's hutra. It's hutra b'tzibur. It's hutra, not the chia, right? So that's the whole question. But anyways, it's hutra. Well, let's say hutra is easier. Okay, so it's hutra, so it means to say that once you have the tzibur's tummy and they have to do the zrika, so it's hutra. So now you can have achila too. But, let's say, for instance, they became tummy after the zrika, so they had the kiyum carbon, there's nothing to be docha anymore. Well, what's going to be docha? It's the havasa carbon that's docha. And they did the havasa already, so now you're tummy, so now you can't eat the basa. So the Gemara says, so you goes to the case where was Hutra Betzibur, or to the case that what? Or to the case where it was brought Betahara, and now they became Tameh.
Yes.
So one holds you gozer, one holds you not gozer. Yes, so of course the question is that this gzera over here now, this Rabbi Yechanan gzera sounds very far-fetched. Because what are the chances? Let's face it. First of all, the case of Nitmo or of a call is rare. And then you're going to tell me that what's going to happen the next year, they're all going to become Tomei when? After the Zrika. I mean, it's a very far-fetched thing. So after, well, what do you exert like this for? It sounds like, I mean, you can understand very well why Rabbi Loza argues. Okay. But I think that Jeff is on the... Jeff's very good. Jeff's on the track over here. See, the Pshat is like this. The Pshat is that what Rabbi Yechanan means is, that's what Jeff's saying, that it's not the probability of the event which causes the gzera. It's the conceptual distortion which prompts the gzera. And what's the conceptual distortion? The conceptual distortion is that it's not the havos ha-pesach that's docha. But what? But achilas ha-pesach. That's the danger.
Which is
docha the tumah. In other words, that people don't think halacha. So people think that what is havos ha-pesach? It's achilas ha-pesach. That's the main thing. They don't distinguish between the kiyum hava, which is really the chi of chorus, is contingent upon the kiyum hava, not upon achil. But people think in ordinary terms. In ordinary terms, people think of the achila. That's the main thing. So therefore, there will be confusion, and people will think that the main thing is achilas ha-pesach, and therefore achilas ha-pesach is docha tumah. And that'll be a total distortion. That cannot be allowed to exist. So therefore, you see how far they went, basically, that they'll mevatel a mitzvah sasei mitaraisa of achilas ha-pesach. Yeshkach l'chom l'agadol m'atay b'shev al-tasa. They'll mevatel the achilas ha-pesach because they were afraid that this distortion will take place. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. You see, the bitl of achilas ha-pesach was a perfect remedy for the situation, because now people see that achilas ha-pesach is dispensable. It's the key of mavos ha-pesach. I shouldn't say it's dispensable. It's a mitzvah say, but I mean it's dispensable under these circumstances because yesh koach l'chom l'akadam and tavashev al tasa. But through their koach chachomim, they were able to set aright the concept of Korban Pesach. What is Iker HaPesach? What is where you chayef chorus? And that's on Havos HaPesach, not a Chorus Pesach. That's what B'Yechon holds. So according to B'Yechon, this Brisa was a whole limud. Okay. It's not the magnitude of the probability that's our concern. It's the magnitude of the distortion. All you need the case for is because otherwise it's not halacha. I mean, just people walking around with distorted ideas that have no difference, that's not our concern. A lot of distorted ideas. You can't do anything about that. But the halacha's responsibility is the distortion of an idea in halacha. So you need the case in order to make it halacha. But as long as the case can happen, it's halacha. So now you can't tolerate a distortion in halacha among the call. That's why you need the case. Because without a case, there's no halacha. Halacha for what? Halacha has to have a practical expression. That's the whole idea of halacha. Okay. I mean, over here, you're dealing with the idea of chi of chorus for the call. So chi of karas is a serious matter. That's why they made the gzera. The people should have the correct idea. The case is merely to give it a shame halacha. Distortion is very great. You just need the case in order to have it defined as halacha. Right. I would say like this, that the whole idea that we say milsud lo shficha lo gozer bo rabbanon is not a halacha in the probability of the case. What it means is the kohol will not suffer a distorted idea because of this. That's the thing. That the kohol can't have a distorted idea. Now, the more serious the area, the greater the responsibility we have for the kohol. You see, when it comes to Korban Pesach, which is Chiv Karas, you see the halacha is that you have the parhelm dover shel tzibur. It's only on something a chayev alzdono chatas alzdono kares alzdono chatas. So chorus, it's only those mitzvahs, not other mitzvahs. So the responsibility, and that's generally what I was speaking about last time, the responsibility of Klal Yisrael to keep these entities, which are translations of ideas into maisa, the responsibility is greater when it comes to the various chiyuvim. That's why certain get chayev chorus, chayev malchus, chayev. There's a distinct difference. That's why you see, for instance, by Kaparas Yom Kippurim. So what does Ram say? There was a Mishnah based on the Mechaper Ali, the soil Azazel is Mechaper Ali Kalos. On the Kalos. Kalos, Chamuros is the difference. Why is it in the Kalos and Chamuros? In Pirkei Avos it says, Al Yehei Mitzvah Kalabein Echa, She'ein Ata Yedem Matan Schor and Shom Mitzvahs. So what does it mean? Is that a contradiction? Over here, no, you see this kalos and this chamuras. This chayev karas, the Torah make kalos and chamuras. The answer is, insofar as our responsibility of Klal Yisrael to be shomer, to guard these entities, there's a difference. There's a difference between an entity that's chayev karas, an entity that's chayev malchus, and an asay. But insofar as the yochid's perfection of mitzvahs, that's a different story, because they're all perfection. So a person shouldn't say, Al Yehi Mitzvah Kalabayin Echa. I can't say there's a light mitzvah, there's an easy one. For you, this mitzvah could be more perfection. This little one is more perfection than anything else. Lashon Hara is not one of the chamuros, but it is one of the most significant in terms of perfection. In terms of perfection, you can't differentiate. You can't say that this is a mitzvah kala. That's why, Vaya Ekev Tishmon. In mitzvahs, She'odom dosh be'ikvav tishmon, then you'll have the brachas. Ekev tishmon, eis kol ha'mishpatim el shmadim ha'sisvasam. Hashem ha'shem ha'kev ha'chaz ha'bris v'zachesed. So it means to say, that's insofar as the perfection is concerned. Because perfection you can't differentiate. You can't say, this is this perfection I'll forego, that one and this one's more important. Something which is a small mitzvah could be the greatest perfection for Yachid. But insofar as the kohol's obligation of shmirah, the Kabbalah at Sinai to guard these entities, these ideas that are translated into Maisa, these mitzvahs, there's a difference. This Kalos, this Chamorus, is a whole system. Whole different system. Now, so my point is like this. My point is that with regard to, so that's why when you say Milsa Shchicha L'Gozer B'Rabbanon, it means it's not so much in terms of how the probability. You see, this is low probability of it, but it means it's in terms of guarding the effect of a distortion in Klal Yisrael. So it depends. You have to measure it differently. If it's a Dilachiva crisis, so then you have to be, then the distortion is greater. So you have to be more, you have to be more concerned. That's more concerned. But if it's something which is lesser significance, so then it's different. Then it's different. Then it depends. As long as not going to, the milsud shchichel gozer rabbanon means that in that case it will never lead to a distorted idea in Klal Yisrael. That's what it means. That's
all uncommon.
Of course, it's uncommon, and then you have the rest of the call will always set it right. It's not going to be lost. When it comes to Korban Pesach, he can't take a chance, he holds. That's why Korban Pesach is different. See, my point is, it's not milsa lo shchichel gozer rabbanon, it's not an intrinsic thing. It means to say, why won't, because the gzera always, see, gzeras chachamim was always asum mishmeres lo mishmati, shmatim es mishmati. So it's a mishmeres to the Torah. So since it's a mishmeres, so it's guarding the system. It has to always be in that case, in that method. So therefore, you can't be considered as that. That's why milsa lo shchichel gozer rabbanon. Was it exactly the custom milsa lo shchichel gozer rabbanon? Why not? It goes anyway. But the answer is the logos rabbana. Why? Because if it's milsa lo shchicha, there's no kiyum mishmeres, because the kohal is never going to lose sight of the idea. Because the milsa, so what? So one or two cases we can't make zera for that, because the kohal, the main kohal, has the idea, and if it goes wrong temporarily in among some people, so then they'll set them straight. So the chum don't. There's no. It's not a lach of mishmeres. It has to be mishmeres. But when it comes to a different area like Korban Pesach, so that's different. That's a different type of mishmeres.